And this one is called Do You Love an Apple?
If you like listening to music on the internet, listen up. It's in danger of becoming the exclusive domain of big business. The Copyright Arbitration Royalty Panel, CARP, has determined online stations must pay twice as much as regular broadcast radio stations for the right to stream music over the internet. The proposed royalty rates, in any case, is way too high. Plus, frighteningly, CARP asks the webcaster to collect data on you, the listener. CARP stinks like bad fish. If you like listening to music on the internet, time's running out. Find out more on this station's website or go to congress.org and write everyone you know, from the president to your local representative. Tell them the Copyright Arbitration Royalty Panel must not have their recommendations implemented. It's bad for small business, it's bad for music, and it's bad for you.
Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Philadelphia Feces. and we got some material relating to that, and thanks to people who sent in stuff. And there's also a lot of news, Asshole of the Week, and a show that I went to last night that I'm still reeling from, Anti-Flag. We'll talk about that, and a whole lot more. Gonna start off with First Wave Punks. This is The Saints doing I'm Stranded.
Calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train. But everybody's just doing the same.
Where your head used to be.
the sad remains of making love to your faded memory. Well, all night long, you star with me in soapbox fantasy. I'm making cum stains on my pillow where your sweet head used to be. Now it's been said that for everyone there is somebody else. Well, if that's true, why don't you tell me why do I make love all to myself? And dreaming that you're here with me is about my only plan. So you don't come back, my darling, I'm gonna keep things well in hand. Just last week, I met this young thing, brought her up to my room. I thought if we could get it on, well, I learned a different tune. But if getting it on means getting it up, I guess the joke's on me. 'Cause I'm saving myself for a tide of rolling, a wet dream, tragedy. And there's cum stains on the pillow where your head used to be. The sad remains of making love to a faded memory. Now all night long you star with me in my X-ray fantasies. I'm making cum stains on the pillow where your sweet head used to be. Yeah, come stain right on the pillow where your sweet head used to be.
going to play a new track. This just came out of Philadelphia, and it's the Horn Talk CD by Larry McKenna and Pete Colangelo, and this track is called Samba de Else. As I mentioned at the beginning, last night I saw a show that was one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. It was in Philadelphia at the Trocadero, and the show was headlined by Anti-Flag, whom I'd never seen before. And I gotta say, they blew the fuck off the roof of the building. If that bass player is not on 5 hits of speed, I really want to know his diet. And the musical intensity, the passion, the spoken parts between songs, it was just bedazzling and inspiring. And I'm going to hopefully get to more than one song of theirs tonight if there's time, but I'm going to play one right now. This is from their most recent release called Mobilize, this particular version of the following song, which is entitled Die for the Government.
You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government, die for your country, that shit. You gotta die, gotta die, gotta die for your government, die for your country, that
You heard Anti-Flag doing Die for the Government. Before that, Larry McKenna and Pete Colangelo did Samba de Else. God is LSD did The Rise and Fall of Bethlehem from their Spirit of Suicide CD. Chinga Chavin did Come Stains on My Pillow. And The Saints did I'm Stranded. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on every Sunday night at 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast at InfidelGuy.com. And they always have a very stimulating chat room at InfidelGuy.com. Tonight's theme is Philadelphia Feces. And got some email and a lot of news people sent and contributions for that. Big thanks for those who sent feedback for the last two shows, Palm and Stroke Sunday and Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. I think we're going to keep Palm and Stroke Sunday next year if there still is such a thing as internet radio, as opposed to the theme I was going to do, which was Napalm Sunday. And more on the future of internet radio later on in the show. Next week, similar to the inspiring Through the Skull show of Anti-Flag, we're going to get another young, a counterculture and political and underground band, actually two of them, here in this tiny studio for live interviews, both from Ever Reviled Records, everreviledrecords.com, members of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and Give Us Barabbas. Both are confirmed for next Sunday night, April 14th, live on this show at 9 o'clock. And I've seen Hopeless Dregs of Humanity live before, and we'll play tracks from the CDs of both bands. Both are also young and really provide hope for the future, because even in punk and pretty much every genre, there's a lot of retro and looking back, and these people are not only providing the right messages, but doing it through new music, new releases, new energy, and creating new scenes. And that deserves all the attention in the world. So we're going to give them that next week on the show. 2 weeks from tonight, April 21st, Reverend Bookburn's on the air birthday party. And it's uncertain as to whether or not erotic entertainer Kiki Dare will be on the East Coast and able to appear live that night. April 28th, still undecided. And in early May, hopefully, 60s legend Paul Krasner will be able to be a live guest while he's on the East Coast part of his book tour for his forthcoming book, Murder at the Conspiracy Convention and Other American Absurdities, introduction by George Carlin. Oh, and the 28th, I think we're also going to have another appearance by brand new Philadelphia original hip-hop artists, Justice League, who have promised a new CD by then. And they work fast. They cranked the other one out in like a half a week. Actually, I think in a weekend. So all of that is coming up on The Reverend Is In. Going to give a couple of plugs right up front. This one is very possibly causing me to alienate a friend or two, but I want to give it because I'm really disturbed by the news coverage and broadcasts of what's happening in the Middle East right now. And there is a branch of the Independent Media Center in the Middle East that has been providing daily updates along with photographs. And it's the Palestine Independent Media Center. And it's unmonitored, the comments who come from other people. So when you see some really ignorant, fuckhead, asshole, racist putting a posting on there who's anti-Jewish or anti-Arab, it's no reflection on the Independent Media Center. It just means some asshole surfed into the site and decided to spew his racist hatred. But the news broadcasts are just bedazzling. And the web address is at Jerusalem, which, if you don't know how to spell it, and I didn't, is J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M, jerusalem.indymedia.org, jerusalem.indymedia.org. And that's up-to-the-minute coverage of the slaughter in the Middle East. On April 20th, there's a national anti-war march and protest in Washington, D.C., and you can check that out on the web also at unitedwemarch.org. And again, that's April 20th, unitedwemarch.org. Let's see. Well, the responses to the call for what truly sucks in Philadelphia, what constitutes Philadelphia feces, are in. I'll cover some of them right now. Some of them are the history of shitheads in public office, and I think that's what's going to make this show relevant to people in other cities and other parts of the world, is that this problem seems to be everywhere. But in Philadelphia, there is a history of psychopaths who are not only not contained in the rubber room, but allowed to inhabit government offices. Probably the most legendary of these from Philadelphia was the late Frank Rizzo, who was a boss mayor type. He was in for two terms, tried to change the city charter so that he could be in power an unlimited amount of terms. He was a former police chief. He was a racist. He was a murderer. He was a defender of those who abused police power. He was corrupt, a criminal himself. And most of all, he was pretty fucking stupid. When you look at the history of really stupid people who speak in public as public officials, the W. Bush tradition, Dan Quayle, Stephen Friend in Pennsylvania, Frank Rizzo would be the guy who would make the local comments, and strangely enough, a lot of mindless sheep would cheer him when he would make some of his more profoundly stupid remarks. And I mean no offense whatsoever to real sheep by that remark. Stephen Friend, who I just mentioned, was a public official in the Philadelphia area who was notoriously hateful of women, and in particular pregnant women, and tried to pass a lot of hostile to abortion laws, and was the co-author of the Pennsylvania Abortion Control Act, which is why Pennsylvania has so many ludicrous and idiotic restrictions on abortion services and birth control and all reproductive health care, and the reason why so many women in eastern Pennsylvania and even central Pennsylvania go to New Jersey for such services. Stephen Friends used to make some profoundly stupid remarks like, a woman who was raped does not get pregnant because her hormones secrete a secret fluid that prevents her from getting pregnant, so she doesn't need an abortion. Yes, he was that stupid. Stephen Friend. And we had a goof on him a couple weeks ago when we played the Dead Milkmen's tribute to Stephen Friend as an introduction to their live Bitchin' Camaro release on the Chaos Rules CD. Public officials in Philadelphia have, of course, a history of severe corruption, favoring the center city tourist areas and letting the other neighborhoods go to shit. The staggeringly corrupt deals made for the new stadium, and more on that on a future show. The Philadelphia media is rock bottom. And the only other city I'm equally familiar with is New York, and I know that's just as low. Every daily paper, pure shit, not worth a penny. Local television news, the same. The city media reports directly from the ass crack of Police Commissioner John Timoney, which is why Philadelphians are the least educated about the Mumia Abu-Jamal case. It's why Philadelphians are clueless about a lot of Philadelphia-related issues due to the Philadelphia media, and they kiss up to another star of the Philadelphia Feces Show, Cardinal Bevilacqua, better known as Cardinal Aquavelva, another person guilty of covering up felonious crimes perpetrated by priests who molest children. Cardinal Bevilacqua has actually led marches and harassment protests against women at abortion clinics, and is yet another moral crusader and high roller who decided that despite the fact that he is a part of the worst scandal in modern times. The priest pedophilia issue still has the moral high road and can dictate against the United States Constitution, local and national public policy for everybody. Isn't that special? Let's see. Lesser famous Philadelphia feces, the Philadelphia Parking Authority, and you really don't want to be a tourist in Philadelphia if we have a lot of tourists listening to the show. Philadelphia parking is the shit, and the Philadelphia Parking Authority will ticket you, tow you, fuck with you. You'll drive around for hours and all the places that you'll want to go in Center City, so it's not worth it. Let's see. Faith-based social services organization, the 12-step monopoly, of course, has a death grip on recovery services like everywhere else, and the rise in social services and specifically aid services of faith-based organizations, which, if you haven't heard yet, is yet another unconstitutional practice perpetrated by W. Cokehead Numbnuts Bush and his illegal regime, prompting what's left of social services monies after they're done blowing it all on Star Wars and other ludicrous spending sprees for their insider friends. What's left of the money to get shifted to religious-based organizations, public monies, in a move that is yet another victory for the Taliban in seeing this culture become like theirs. So, that is in abundance in Philadelphia. In fact, it's more than in abundance. The people who are considered the role models of the faith-based funding are in Philadelphia, starting with a professor in University of Pennsylvania, all the way down to a couple of corrupt community leaders and church leaders. And we're going to play them a song later. Anyway, we'll cover some news and then play some more music. Mystery penises could make artist's name. Police have seized 12 mini penises which mysteriously appeared in a Belgian museum. Some of them had been dressed and were wearing hats. They were eventually claimed 4 days later by artist Rudy McGank, who devised the stunt to get his name known. The penises were found in the City Museum of Ghent. Director Jan Howitt told reporters, "They were not part of our usual collection." A number of staff remembered seeing a strange man who claimed to be a journalist and wanted to take some photos in the museum. He was asked to fill out documents, which later showed he'd given his name as John Nuts. When Mr. Nuts, alias 53-year-old Mr. McGank, returned to collect his work, he found it had been taken away by police. He said, "I wanted a place for my art in this museum, and I succeeded in having the shortest and cheapest exhibition in a real museum." He was a former student of the museum's director. His penises are now due to go on show at the Condom Museum in the French city of Condom. Now, you know there's a French city of Condom. A priest in Brazil is refusing to marry women without a certificate to prove they are virgins. Catholic priest Natal Antonio Mella only accepts certificates from doctors he appoints. He publishes his decisions on whether he will marry brides-to-be in his church newspaper. Well, the Reverend has an easy solution to that. Nobody go to priest Natal Antonio Mella until he can provide a certificate that he has not sexually abused any altar boys or any other children. In fact, maybe every priest should be able to practice only upon providing a certificate in which it is proven that they have never been pedophiles or purveyors of child porn. An Indian university has banned kissing and hand-holding on its grounds. The vice chancellor of Prune University says students who show affection in public could damage the reputation of the university. And that's not just here. I mean, that's not just over there. That is here and more universities, since we have a lot of students who listen here. It's increasing in this culture as well as the American Christian Taliban gets more and more influence under the Bush regime. And believe it or not, there was a time when birth control was illegal for non-married people. And to check out the person who fought that to the U.S. Supreme Court and won in 1972 and set the precedent that caused the legalization of abortion, check out Bill Baird and Joni Scott's website, prochoiceleg.com, for the history of reproductive freedom. And I think that will provide a good insight for understanding the history of theocracy in this nation and why we need to be vigilant today as it has continued to rise and rear its ugly head once again. All right, I'm going to save more stuff for later. I'm going to play a Philadelphia-themed song. This is from the late 80s. The band is called Ugly Americans, and the song is called Philadelphia Freedom.
Music and freedom, love. Sounds to really make you roll. chip on the left hand side. Pass the gold chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and
fly. It a go done.
Give me the music, make me
jump. It was a cool and lonely, breezy afternoon.
How does it feel when you got no food?
And you could feel it 'cause it was the month of. I left my gate and went out for a walk.
How does it feel when you got no food?
As I passed the dreadlocks camp, I heard them say,
how does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the touchy chip on the left hand side.
I said,
pass the touchy chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and fly.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me
jump
in a di dong. Session was there in swing. How does it feel when you got no food?
You could feel the chill as I seen and heard them sing.
How does it feel when you got no food?
Pass the touchy on the left hand side. Pass the touchy on the left hand side. It's a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and pump.
It's a go done.
Give me the music, make me
jump
and pump.
Chip on the left hand side. Pass the touch chip on the left hand side. It a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and pump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me rock in a di dong. You play it on the radio, and so me say we a go hear it on the stereo. And so me know we a go play it on the disco. And so me say we a go hear it on the stereo.
Go. Pass the touch chip on the left hand side. Chip on the left hand side, it a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and pump.
It a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump and pump.
On the left hand side. 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 On the left hand side.
Another thing that truly bites in Philadelphia is the radio stations. There's a couple calling themselves rock stations, the rock station, the rock station, the soft rock station, and they're under the same monopolies as those all around America, the Clear Channel broadcasting systems, or the equally gross Infinity Broadcasting. And some local assholes like Barsky are even running this, like, Kill Mamiya campaign. And it's just incredible how much these people suck. And we're going to play them a song. In addition to being assholes, of course, they have playlists of no more than, 50 songs. And, of course, it's the same tired shit. And so, after a history of bad radio, we're going to play a song by the Dead Milkmen from their Metaphysical Graffiti CD. This is for rock stations WMMR, WYSP, and even the once upon a time long, long ago, once great station WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania that also went the way of corporate Philadelphia feces radio. This song is called The Big Sleazy.
Take it, boys.
Yeah,
my sister's really moving up in the world. She dates a full-blown professor. Goes by the name of Professor Griff. He's a great guy. He's a good old boy. That wild old Professor Griff. I think he's a history professor. The other day he told me the wildest story about the history of jewelry. Anyway, come nightfall, we all love to sit on the porch and Sis plays the banjo, I play the jug, and Professor Griff breaks out his Jew's harp and just flails away. God, I love that guy.
This next song also needs an explanation. It's by a Philly band called Rambo, and the track is called Mariano versus the Blue Demon, and this is a reference to shortly before the protests outside the Republican convention in year 2000, a real asshole named Rick Mariano from Philadelphia City Council, with a history of some of the worst and most idiotic pieces of legislation, decided he was going to outlaw face-covering masks just before the protests, so that nobody from the Black Bloc or any other group that wears masks could do so without violating Rick Mariano's law. And so this song was written for him. It's from the Wall of Death, the System CD by Rambo. And again, it's called Mariano versus the Blue Demon.
Street, blood of the street and roaming dogs in heat, rabid foaming, a beast cage in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony's about to begin. The body of his mother rotting in the summer ground, he fled the town.
Yeah!
Went down south and crossed the border.
Yeah.
Left the chaos and disorder back there over his shoulder. Groaning beside him, sweat oozed from its shiny skin. Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin. Oh, I have a great story. Jim Larson. Jim Larson. The drowned in a bathtub in Paris. Seems thing to happen to me. Blood in the street. Blood in the street and roaming dogs in heat. Rabid foaming, a beast cage in the heart of the city. Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in?
Everybody in? Everybody in?
Jim Larson, the beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo. Jim Larson, the beneficent influence of Rambo, Rambo. Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
Is everybody in?
I can't believe all the things you said.
Okay, you heard Bloodlust doing Jesus Freak. Before that, the Daryl Rhodes Orchestra did He Found Jesus, But He Lost His Head. William S. Burroughs did Is Everybody In? Rambo did Mariano versus the Blue Demon. Dead Milkmen did The Big Sleazy. Musical Youth did Pass the Dutchie. And started off with Ugly Americans doing Philadelphia Freedom. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight's theme is Philadelphia Feces. And that was the subject of two of those song dedications. And there's a couple other Philadelphia things, but I'm going to hold off until later because I never predict the amount of time that is needed. I either plan too much or too little regarding how much time the music will take, how much time the subjects to cover will take. So we'll just see how things go time-wise, since a show at RadioVolta.org immediately follows this one. I want to give a plug to Anti-Flag, whose music and materials is on AF Records. And you can see that online at a-frecords.com. And the track you heard from them was on the Mobilize CD, and you get a bonus compilation if you get that. Let's see. There's an Action Tomorrow. We covered the Philadelphia media's history of covering the Mumia Abu-Jamal case, and that's probably where there's the least level of awareness and the least level of research and exploring of a case that is at the very least a highly suspicious conviction and a very suspicious kangaroo court. And in recent months, there was a protest in support of Jamal in which the police decided it was appropriate for the recipients of public monies, namely the police, to go berserk and violently attack some of the protesters and then arrest them and charge them with a whole lot of charges, including battery. And some of them are going to be at court tomorrow, and people are being asked to show up in solidarity of them. It's tomorrow, April 8th, at the Criminal Justice Center, which is at 13th and Filbert, at 9 a.m. So you have to get up early. At 9 a.m., Criminal Justice Center, 13th and Filbert, in support of those charged after the recent Mumia action. And also tomorrow at 12:30, there is a rally and press conference at the northwest corner of City Hall, and that's at 15th and Market. And whether you're in Philadelphia or not, you can explore the issue more, as well as a lot of really brilliant writings of Jamal's at the website Mumia, Mumia.org. Let's see. There's a project called Enron Accountability, and that's at moveon.org. There's a plethora of great articles at the updated truthout.org site. Especially recommended Oprah saying, "The White House set me up." That's at truthout.org, but really pretty much everything recently added to that is worth reading. Other great articles on the web Is protest music dead? That's at counterpunch.org. Is protest music dead? It's a good article in terms of analyzing the true assholes of rock, Sir Paul McCartney, Neil Young, and all the others that are kissing the assholes of W. Bush and Rudy Giuliani and Ayatollah Ashcraft, with no offense intended for people who are into licking assholes. But although the article acknowledges all the rock assholes, clearly he's missing a lot of protest music from several genres, punk and outside of punk. And the author most likely does not listen to the show, so you may want to contact this person and inform him about the protest music that is happening in all forms today. But it's a good article. Is protest music dead? At counterpunch.org. And at commondreams.org, an article entitled Drug and Anti-Drug Ads to Star in Columbia's Super Bowl. That's at commondreams.org. A really fantastic article by Arianna Huffington is actually in a variety of places. You can check it out at her own website, which is at ariannaonline.com. Her recent article is What Has the Supreme Court Been Smoking? And it's about recent Supreme Court rulings on truly medieval laws, the Three Strikes Law and similar laws that are seriously Taliban influenced. ArianaOnline.com for that article, and it's also at CannabisNews.com. And to see the Reverend's latest rantings at CannabisNews.com, you can see the same article, What Has the Supreme Court Been Smoking? And actually, I don't think they've been smoking anything. I think they've been huffing glue, but that's pure conjecture. Other Reverend rantings at the comments sections of the articles. Strong views on ads linking drug use to terrorism. And San Francisco trio to get Utah trial on medical marijuana charge. All of that is at CannabisNews.com. Let's see. Speaking of Cannabis News, I mentioned Paul Krasner's book that is due any time now, called Murder at the Conspiracy Convention and Other American Absurdities, introduction by George Carlin, which is very highly recommended. It's at Barricade Books, barricadebooks.com, and you can book him on this book tour by emailing marjorie@barricadebooks.com. And if you get the new and very good May issue of High Times, there's an excerpt from the new book in that issue, which is once again a fantastic issue. A Philadelphia plug. If you live in Philadelphia and you haven't been there, or if you just go through Philadelphia, I recommend checking out Wooden Shoe Books and Records. Wooden Shoe is on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. And there's all kinds of books, mostly political, and publications, t-shirts, stickers, buttons, etc. A lot of records and CDs. A great collection of punk vinyl and CDs. Really great people. It's non-profit, anarchist-run book and record store called Wooden Shoe on 5th Street between South and Lombard. and every time I go in there, I see something fantastic. The last time of which I found the Rambo CD we just heard with the Rick Mariano song. A thank you to Larry Flint and Hustler for naming the new head of the DEA, Asia Hutchinson, Asshole of the Month, which he is. He is a, as opposed to the humanitarian directors of the Drug Enforcement Agency before him, Asia is also the subject of a good article at CannabisNews.com, which I recommend finding. He is very deserving of Asshole of the Month, and thanks to Larry Flynn for doing that and pointing out that his brother, Tim Hutchinson, is also an asshole. One of these family values, Congress people, we must have morals, we must have Christian values, we must have family values, we must be sex negatives, we must ban birth control and abortion, we must ban gay people, blah, blah, blah. Except when we, family values advocates, have affairs, pay sex workers, have secret gay affairs, as revealed in David Block's book about Republican cheaters called Blinded by the Right, etc. And what else is in porn news? Playboy has announced the forthcoming Women of Enron issue. And they got a lot of responses from former Enron employees who are, of course, friends of the W. Bush illegal regime and, in fact, provided about 30 personnel members of the Bush regime and crafted Tricky Dick Cheney's energy policy for the nation. The Women of Enron issue got a large number of responses to those who were burned and fired and ripped off of their entire life savings and pensions by Enron. So there'll probably be a lot of respondents to that. Misha Mikowski, a former Enron employee, is quoted as saying, "For the right price and the right circumstances, yeah, absolutely, sure, why not?" The 33-year-old said she was stripped of her savings a few months ago when Enron collapsed. And that was a posting at an organization, or rather a website, representing an organization of ex-Enron survivors called EnronX.org. What else? A new anti-war CD by Certain General called An Introduction to War. Actually, it's a double CD, and it's at SourMashUSA.com. New at Dr. Susan Block's website, her appearances at a Berkeley television revolution. First, Dr. Susan Block, if you haven't heard the show before, is a good friend, is a sexologist in California, and also a political commentator. Brilliant and wonderful person. I recommend her site, Dr. Susan Block, drsusanblock.com. And there's all kinds of sexual and erotica, an entire universe of material there. And if you go to What's New, you can click on listing of terror journals for the best of the political commentary. And also under What's New, Attention Institute Under Attack. And now you can see her on Berkeley Television, the Berkeley Television Revolution. And her feature tomorrow night, April 8th, is Masturbating with the Pope. And that's on a little after midnight. It's 12:30 a.m. going into Tuesday. And it's at drsusanblock.com/btv.htm. See.
You mentioned that it was a whole universe of erotica.
Yes.
They even have phallic asteroids.
That's true.
You'll just have to check it out for yourselves.
Thank you, Marlon, the excellent engineer and I guess now former Radio Volta DJ, since he shit-canned his own show, which was really good, but it was on like at like 5 in the morning.
Nobody wants to get up that early.
And listen to the Church of the Subgenius, the Hour of Slack, and other great stuff. Let's see, my friend Pastor Tammy Lynn Jessup is the proprietor of the Full Gospel Ranch, which is online. Full Gospel Ranch, a Christian escort service for the horny evangelical. FullGospelRanch.com. And be sure to check out the April 2002 parlor postings. Let's see, what else? A new release by Jello Biafra, former singer of the Dead Kennedys. Another spoken word CD called The Big Kaboom, Part 1, a response to September 11th and the post-September 11th hysteria in this nation. That is at AlternativeTentacles.com. And if you're a new listener, there is a reward for anyone who pies the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys that has reared its ugly head of late and has proved to be the world's greediest and musically appalling karaoke band. If you pie any of the corporate scab Dead Kennedys, you get one show's worth of dedication, free advertising, free plugs, free promo for your band, your products, your activist group, whatever it is, or just yourself. A whole show of plugs and song requests per member who gets a pie. But the Reverend will not take requests from the bands who have been licking the butts of W. Cokehead, Executioner, Numbnuts, Civilian Massacrist, Nuclear Warhead Bush, John Ashcroft, alias Ayatollah Ashcraft, as Dr. Susie calls him, or Rudy Giuliani. Such stars include Sir Paul McCartney, Mariah Carey, Eminem, Mary J. Blige. What is her name again? I fuck it up every week. Mary Blige, Mark Anthony, Eminem. Yes, so she could tell me her name in person. And U2, the band, and all kinds of artists like that. Not that we get any requests for those artists, but just for the record, I will not play them. And, of course, please remember to boycott the corporate scab Dead Kennedys and their non-Alternative Tentacles label remastered CDs. Boycott all of them, please, as well as their shows. Let's see. I'm trying to read my own writing, which really sucks. And people from Alternative Tentacles and I believe Maximum Rock and Roll have long ago launched a great publishing organization called AK Press, and you can check them out at akpress.org. September 11th articles and articles on the Afghan schools' terror textbooks, which are made in the USA, at emperorsclothes.com, emperors-clothes.com. There's an Action Thursday, April 25th, at 9 o'clock a.m., also at the Criminal Justice Center. This is at 13th and Filbert, and it's in 1003. I'm not sure if that's an address or a courtroom number. 9 o'clock at the Criminal Justice Center at 13th and Filbert, Thursday, April 25th. And that's a response to the assholes who were behind the rooster fights and other unthinkable abuses of the roosters And so please come out in support of the Roosters April 25th. And please remember that Mick Jagger was a rooster. Great new article by Will Pitt at willpitt.com. This sinking ship of fools, as well as Enron articles. The future of internet radio is uncertain because there are two ways that any semblance of freedom will be attacked. Well, that came out wrong. Any semblance of freedom will be viciously attacked by a baseball bat. Only the thoroughly naive would believe W. Numbnuts Bush when he says, "The terrorists hate our freedom." Which is kind of like saying the terrorists hate the supreme intellect of the president in thief. In reality, the Bush regime hates freedom more than ever and is attacking all of it. And the one last semblance of freedom, the internet, has been continuously under attack. The Communication Decency Act, which was defeated, and other attempts. But there's two ways to attack internet radio. The first is in the name of protecting children. We're going to protect the children with the Child Protection Online Act, which means we write a 700-page bill or 500-page bill. The first 10 pages deal with the protection of children and things that everybody can agree on, and then the rest bans everything that the biggest assholes in the nation decide are obscene. Every band, all music that is considered offensive by them, birth control and abortion information, anything pertaining to gays, anything sexual, anything dealing with reproductive health care. On and on and on. Books they want to burn. All of that is obscene, and we are protecting the children from it, as well as political content, anti-war messages, etc. So that's method number one to attack freedom on the internet, by protecting the children. And the second is a frontal attack on internet radio, in which they plan to decide on pending legislation in May on requiring everybody who broadcasts to pay an exorbitant amount of royalties to the corporate music industry and effectively price you out of existence. And it would be similar to saying, sure, you can live free in America, but you must pay $10,000 a month rent and $5,000 for each piece of food. It's extremely absurd and an outrage, but it's pending and they're going to vote on it soon. And then the rest of us will just make our decisions after that. But you can get information and take action by going to saveinternetradio.org. And I'm ready for a song. Let's play the record. This is from 1980. It's by Risa and the Rooters. And it's about another Pennsylvania legacy, Three Mile Island. This is TMI.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to play a song for the Philadelphia Area Social Services Systems, the AIDS organizations, the mental health organizations, and everybody who pushes religion inappropriately and unconstitutionally and in violation of all ethics codes and standards of social services and human care. And that is a big problem in Philadelphia. And I said we would play them a song. For information on the faith-based initiatives, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at AU.org. AU.org. This is the Dickies. I'm okay. You're okay. Okay, the Dickies, I'm okay, you're okay. Reese and the Rooters did TMI and got some hilarious websites that people can go to. Whitehouse.org, and a lot of people will believe it too if you send these links to them. Whitehouse.org, or if you go to Initiatives and Patriot Registration Act, and send the links to that. A lot of people believe it, and some will write back cussing you out and getting all upset. SecureTheHomeland.com. And less funny, EnronOwnsTheGOP.com. That's all in one word. And of course, as proof that the corporate media's allegations that 80% of Americans are behind the illegal occupant of the White House, figuratively behind him. Blinded by the Right is a bestseller. Michael Moore's incredible new book, Stupid White Men, is a bestseller. These are the top books of the nation right now. And whenever there is an outburst, an outlet for people that is like a refuge from people who are obviously manipulated by the corporations with the flags, the blind belief in the corporate media and the leaders and their lapdog celebrity friends, people come out in droves. Michael Moore's book tour, the anti-flag show, the Plea for Peace concerts, people are ready to express themselves again, and I'm hoping that will be seen in Washington April 20th. And again, check out UnitedWeMarch.org. Michael Moore's book, Stupid White Men, can be checked out at a site, michaelmoore.com. I meant to plug that earlier. And Anti-Flag, once again, is at a-frecords.com. And we're going to play a record right now, going back to the first wave of punk and hardcore. This is the Butthole Surfers doing The Shaw Sleeps in Lee Harvey's Grave. Okay, this is another great release from Philadelphia. It's a kind of a tribute to the Jim Carroll Band, and the 2-CD set is called Put Your Tongue to the Rail, the Philly compilation for Catholic children, songs of the Jim Carroll Band, and this is Stoma Boy with Marrow doing City Drops Into the Night.
Jersey, that sky starts to drain from view. It's when when the slick boys got their fingers.
They got their fingers in the telephone dial. But me, I think I'll just wait a little while. 'Cause when the city talks into the night, before the darkness, there's one moment of
one moment of life. That's when everything seems clear. body at the bottom. That body is my own reflection. But it ain't hit to sink that low unless, unless you're gonna make a resurrection. They're always gonna come to your door. They're gonna try and tell you it's just a routine inspection. But what you get when you open the door, what you get is just another injection. And there's always gonna be one more, with just a little bit less until the next one. They're waiting shadows, steal the light from your eyes to them. This is just some kind of costly infection. Hey, no, you should come with me, cause I'm the fire. The fire's infection.
Okay, I'm going to close with The Unseen and Anti-Flag. I wanted to tell you a couple of things. Marlon, who's been engineering the show for a month or so, has pulled up recent press releases from Philadelphians in Palestine, and you can get a full right now, brand new, up to the minute press release from Philadelphians in Palestine at via the Philadelphia Independent Media Center, which is phillyimc.org. Again, phillyimc.org. And the Palestine Independent Media Center, again, is at jerusalem.indymedia.org. Next week is Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and Give Us Barabbas, both live interviews next week, April 14th, in this studio. And that will be awesome. They're both from everreviledrecords.com. April 21st, Reverend Bookburn's On the Air Birthday Party. April 28th, Uncertain. And that might include Philly, brand new hip-hop, independent label artists, Justice Lig, and early May, if we can get him, 60s legend Paul Krasner, author of Murder at the Conspiracy Convention and Other American Absurdities, introduction by George Carlin, and his forthcoming CD is called Irony Lives. If you want to write to me, write Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, as in Dan Quayle, quayle@sjcdc.org. And at that web address, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you may want to check out an article entitled Theocracy and sexual freedom. And that's all the talking I'm going to do. This is the Unseen doing Are We Dead Yet? Okay, if Dan Gilman does not get here, the guy who does the next show on Radio Volta, I'll just keep playing music. Otherwise, I'm going to close with Anti-Flag doing Red, White, and Brainwashed. Next week again is Hopeless Dregs of Humanity and Give Us Barabbas live in studio, and that's not to be missed. And coming up next at infidelguy.com, I have no idea, but it's probably great. And Dan Gilman is due to be next here at Radio Volta, but we don't know where he is. So here's more Anti-Flag, Red, White, and Brainwashed.